A new festival called Prode 2012 or Currents 2012, organized by students for students, or generally anyone up to the age of 30 or so, kicks off later this month. The highly ambitious project, bringing together numerous schools from Cheve Ute to Charles University, as well as the private sector, centers primarily on multimedia, an amalgam of live music, screen projections, live drawing, dance, and even silent disco, relying on a combination of technology from new apps to robotics. Entry is free, and if you're interested in new media, Prode 2012 is a festival you won't want to miss. I asked the festival's founders, Tomáš Gavlas and Ondřej Nádvořník, about what visitors could expect.
We want to put all these things together. It's designed as a festival for the new generation, because we think that a combination of music, arts, multimedia and education, it's important, and it will be nice as a festival altogether.
Who is your target audience?
We call it Generation Y and Z, so it's people between 17 and 32.
Mm-hmm. So I'm out of that loop already, unfortunately. Something I noticed already here at the press conference. What are some of the things that young people will be able to experience during the festival?
We will be doing a lot of art projections on the walls. The main goal is interactivity, so the people can come and not only see, but to try to interact with these technologies, drawing on the iPad, and it will be sent to the projector on the big screens, like 20 to 30 meters. And also we are developing an application which will be able to control some basic elements of the festival, like voting or live reporting from different places in the festival and so on.
Music is obviously an important aspect of this. You have as the main headliner who, and who are some of the other bands?
The main bands are Skyline and Praga Union, also the Čivoči from Slovakian Republic, because there are plenty of Slovak students in Czech Republic in Prague. And also there is a concept of the silent disco, and we will be doing the biggest silent disco event in Czech Republic done so far, and it will be done by 500 headphones, where you can choose which DJ you want to listen to. So there will be 500 people dancing and partying in all the silence in two different kind of music. So It will be something new in the music field as well.
So that's interesting. So they will only hear it through the headphones. Yeah. So you'll have these images of people moving,
yes.
But it'll only be in their ears, in their heads.
Exactly. And there will be also a special Kinect installation, which will be monitoring their moves and making another unique projection on the walls, so they can really interact with the DJ, with the projection. So there is a lot of interaction in the festival. Mm-hmm. This young generation, they are used to communicate a lot. They are capable of doing plenty of things at one time, using a mobile phone, checking in with the Foursquare, tweeting, writing statuses on Facebook. So this is festival exactly for them. This is kind of a flow we are living in, and it's reflecting this festival.
The bands that are playing, are they groups that also have as a cornerstone of their work technology?
Some of them, yes. Some of them using projections, but you know what we want to do maybe in the future is to use, for example, hologram. Instead of a real musician, this is like the future goal of our festival maybe to do, because yes, the bands are mostly using some projections, but these are these basic technologies in these days, so we want to go a little bit further, but not this year in the music. There will be just silent disco and other things.
Obviously this requires quite a lot of technical backup. How many people are actually involved in all of this, making sure everything runs smoothly?
There are about, in the basic team, there are about 30 people, and there are plenty of companies, you know, renting us the technologies for free, because they just really like the idea of the festival and it's for free. So I think it should be 300 people on the place doing the festival, yes, maybe a little more.
And how many guests or how many visitors are you anticipating?
We're expecting about 10,000 people, because there are the dormitories for the students where the event will be held. There are about 5,500 people already, so they will just go down from the stairs, and the rest of the students will absolutely, I'm sure that they will come for this kind of the event.
It sounds like it's going to be one hell of a party.
It will.
In terms of the venues, is it correct that there are actually several events connected with Prode 2012?
Yes, there are several of them. Altogether, it's four events in all the months. We are starting with Prode na vodě. It's called Prode on the water. It will be near to the river in the center of the Prague, on the Prague 5. and we will be doing some projections onto the river. So it will be also a really nice show with a few bands, as the Navigators and Luno. Then there will be this online-offline project where we want to introduce our new graphic symbol connected with the Prodi logo, and it will be done by the connecting the online and offline world, that people in online world will, according to their interactions, will be done something in the real world. So if they will be interacting a lot, we will reveal this new graphical symbol, and it will be fun, and it's kind of a unique project, and we have a lot of expectation from that. And then there is, as I was talking about before, about the education aspect of the Prodi, we are doing a conference, which topic is how multimedia and technologies will change our world in 2020. It's just in 8 years, but I think that there will be some major changes. So we invited plenty of visionaries from different universities and the huge companies, technological companies. So we hope this will be also interesting.
Since you mentioned the companies there and different visionaries, what are the actual schools that are represented? I know there's Cheve Ute, but what are? Can you tell me a little bit about them and some of the others?
Yes. We are cooperating with Charles University. That's the oldest university in Czech Republic. There is MatFIS. There is also technological faculty, but it's smaller than on Czech Technical University, which is the biggest. We are working with them on cooperating on a lot of projects. They have this Formula One, they have some special technological airships, they have the Death Star replica from the Star Wars, they have plenty of different robots who can fight with each other or have a competition in walking or something. So there will be a lot of things exactly from the Czech Technical University. But we are also cooperating with University of Economics and Czech University of Life Sciences and University of the Chemistry. In each university, you know, in Czech Technical University, they are developing a lot of things, but for example, in the Charles University, they have this, for example, social network analysis and all the things connected with points, the major topics connected with our festival. So in each school we can find something which we can connect with the Prodi festival. There are also students from the art schools doing some outdoor art exhibitions, showing the online world offline. So the Prodi will be a big connection. We want to get bigger each year, so we hope it will be successful and the new generation will accept us well.
That was Tomáš Gavlas, along with his colleague Ondřej Nádvořník, discussing the upcoming Prodi 2012, the first inception of a new multimedia festival. Now, I was lucky to also be able to try an item that will likely prove popular during the fest, a kind of futuristic mixer in which users play and mix samples only by moving large plastic cubes or stones across a screen. Three of us were able to, in the easiest way possible, mix sounds only by turning cubes onto their different sides. Now, that was more fun than it sounds. Richard Mach gave us a quick tutorial, and it's his voice you'll hear in this segment.
It doesn't matter where the stone lays on the table. It can be everywhere, in the middle, outside, everywhere it plays the same. If you take a look on the left side here, you have four indicators. Each 90 degrees you can change the sound which is playing from the stone. So when we turn the stone, it changes the sound. You got two more on this side. Put on the bass. Put on the synthesizer. And just try to turn and you will see it's working. And here is the reverb.
Well, that's very, very cool, I have to say. The ladies who also were making the music with me here, if I can talk to you as well. What's your name?
Johanna.
Johanna and?
Andrea.
And Andrea. What did you think of this experience? It's pretty neat, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I think it is the new world of music. It is new kind to make music, and I think it's great.
Prodi 2012 kicks off later this month, so if you're into new media and new formats and just an all-around good time, be sure to look up the details online.